The Lebanese security forces have arrested another member of a professional and well-trained network on suspicion of spying for Israel. General Al-Alam was detained for questioning just days after his relative, retired General Adib Al-Alam, was arrested. Lebanese President Michel Suleiman praised Al-Alam's arrest, calling him the head of a network spying on behalf of the Israeli enemy. Preliminary investigations indicate that Al-Alam had been working as a spy for Israel since 1982, when Israel invaded Lebanon. And while Al-Alam had led a double life as a general security general and an Israeli spy, he also ran a shop in one of Beirut's eastern suburbs. Upon our questions, locals and shop owners surrounding the alleged spy's business hadn't the slightest suspicion, and no comment was made by any of the locals. This is the office from where the former Lebanese General Security General Adib Al-Alam had operated as a local job provider. However, since the arrest, the office has been shut down and investigations have been ongoing. The network is considered one of the largest since the arrest of several Lebanese spies working for Israel 5 years ago, and is believed to have been made possible only after the assistance of Hezbollah.
Hezbollah and the resistance are the first target. Second, in the matter of intelligence, Israeli intelligence has been working in Lebanon for 5 decades. The Israelis themselves put one of the reasons of their defeat in Lebanon, the lack of information.
In an interview with AFP, Hezbollah's Deputy Secretary General Naim Qassem said security forces had monitored the movements of Adib Al-Alam and had asked Hezbollah for information on him. He added that while Al-Alam's arrest may have been a significant achievement, it didn't mean that Israeli networks within Lebanon had been busted.
The continuous appearing of networks spying to Israel here and there, every now and then, expresses the continuous threatening of Israel to Lebanon and the peace and the settlement of Lebanon.
The retired general is the latest among a number of Lebanese arrests in recent months on suspicion of spying for Israel, a charge punishable by death in Lebanon. And according to the Lebanese daily As-Safir, it seems that security forces are expected to be making more arrests in the near future. Nadine Mazloum, Press TV, Beirut.